Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice and host of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today I'm beginning a two-part episode where I'm going to give you the top 20 projected biggest draft steals in this year's NFL draft. I have looked at all 20 of these players. I believe all 20 of them are undervalued and they're going to be drafted lower than where they should be. And I think all of them have a good chance to be, you know, a decent to solid pro, some of them even being great pros at the next level. Episode 1, I'm going to give picks 20 through 11. Episode 2, I'm going to give picks 10 through 1. And I will start off by saying that the 20th projected biggest draft steal, in my opinion, in the 2018 NFL draft is cornerback Jaire Alexander out of Louisville. All right, so going over cornerback Jaire Alexander out of Louisville, he's 5'11", so he's not a huge cornerback. You know, the main criticism against him is his frame. He's long and gangly, doesn't seem to be someone that's going to be able to put on a lot of weight. I mean, he's not that small. I mean, as small as people are making him out to. I mean, he's 192, he's almost 200 pounds. I mean, I get it, it's small, but it's not tiny, but yeah, no, when you look at him, you know, he's definitely has a gangly frame, doesn't look like he's going to be able to put on much weight. But, you know, and the other thing is that, you know, he's a bit injury prone, and he's really not going to be that effective in helping you in the running game. But when you look at him as a pure cornerback, he's very skilled. He stays glued on to all of his receivers. He mirrors them very well, has great ball skills. He's a smooth mover with his feet. You know, when receivers accelerate, he still stays with them. He's very instinctive. Definitely is a ball hawk too. You know, has a lot of playmaking traits that I like. Not only that, you know, he seems to be very, very smart football player as well. Jaire Alexander, you know, is someone that I believe can be a solid number two cornerback in the NFL, realistically, and he may not even get drafted until the third round. So Jaire Alexander, someone who probably won't go until late second, early to mid third, and I think that is way too low for him. I think he's going to be at least a starting NFL cornerback, which, you know, if you can get that in the third round, that's pretty good. All right, my 19th biggest draft steal comes from a small school. The University of Massachusetts tight end, Adam Brenneman. Here's why I think he is going to be a draft steal. When you're evaluating a tight end, what do you look at? I think the most important things that you want to evaluate are going to be size. Size is the number one thing. Let me just say that. You know, there's a bunch of other things, having great hands, being a great athlete, blocking, feet quickness, balance, body control, and strength. But to me, size is extremely important. You know, the NFL today, it's all about using your tight end as a mismatch. Not to say just because a guy is 6'6", he's going to be a great tight end. But look, it certainly helps a lot. You know, you take a look at a guy like Rob Gronkowski. The guy's huge, but also happens to be a good blocker. Brenneman, you know, he's about 6'4" to 6'5", so he's got the size. The guy has tremendous hands. He's a decent athlete, not a great one compared to the other tight ends. He hasn't done a whole lot of blocking, so, you know, I don't really know whether to go yay or nay on his blocking, just haven't seen enough of it. But the guy has great balance and great body control. He's strong, somewhat strong, but I believe he's going to get stronger. And the guy, like I said, he's not going to go till later in the draft. So to me, you know, I like this guy being a draft steal. And a lot of times these small school tight ends, you know, can definitely be draft steals, as we've seen over the years. So that is my evaluation on my 19th biggest draft steal, Adam Brenneman, the tight end from the University of Massachusetts. All right, the 18th biggest draft steal that I, Steve the Scout, am projecting for the 2018 NFL draft is Rashad Penny, the nation's leading rusher from San Diego State. Penny was the best running back of the Senior Bowl, and he has the production. There is no doubt about that. You know, he has the desired size to be an every-down NFL running back. Has a great initial burst. His feet are always moving. Has probably the most active feet of any player I've seen at the draft, and he runs hard all the time. He's going to make guys miss. The only like big critique that I'm seeing that I'm not really agreeing with is the fact that he doesn't always take the best lanes that he has available. He'll miss a lot of backside and cutback lanes. People think he doesn't have the home run speed, but I will tell you that he does have a great burst, and he's a guy that is a big play threat. Even if you don't think he has the home run speed, look, the guy's been productive. He has a lot of things going for him, and he may not get drafted until the third round. So, to me, if you can get this guy in the third round, that is going to be a great steal. All right. The next player on the list I have down as the 17th biggest projected draft steal of the 2018 NFL draft is defensive tackle Taven Bryan out of Florida. I believe this guy, if he had a little bit more time, a little more experience to play the game, in a year from now, he could be looked at as a top 15 pick. The reason why he's not is he's very raw. He doesn't have the awareness yet and just doesn't really understand the game as well as some other people. So I don't think this guy's going to come in and necessarily be a good player from day one. But you want to talk about someone that has, the flexibility of a defensive end, moves like a defensive end, but really will be playing the defensive tackle position, has elite level speed and closing speed, great lateral movement, his initial quickness and just his raw pursuit, all that stuff is tremendous. The guy is super explosive, and when I watch him on tape, this guy is going to consistently collapse the pocket once he figures out the game. He's going to be consistently very good in the run game once he figures it out. There are times when I can look at a raw player and say, you know what, this guy is raw and just has amazing athleticism, but I still don't see them being a great football player. I don't believe that a guy like, I'll give you an example, a guy this year, Marcus Davenport, people are raving about his upside, but I don't think he looks like a pro football player in the sense that, how a first round pick should look. But when I look at Taven Bryan, I look at a guy who's raw, but I look at a guy that has just amazing potential and a guy that I think is going to fulfill that potential. He's starter level talent, but, he's just getting there right now. He's just figuring the game out. It's not going to happen overnight, but I'm just telling you, when this guy figures it out, he is going to be a dominant player at the next level. So remember this name, Taven Bryan, someone who in 2 to 3 years from now could be one of the better or maybe even best defensive tackles in the NFL. Every year in the Senior Bowl, we're consistently seeing a wide receiver that makes a big impact in that game. And I'm telling you, it's happened for the last few years, Cooper Kupp, Sterling Shepard, where you see these players that they carve out a big game and they ultimately seem to carve out a space for them on an NFL roster and seem to actually play very well at the next level. I believe that the guy this year who is going to do that is someone that can start right away at the next level, and that is my 16th biggest potential draft steal, Deshaun Hamilton, the wide receiver out of Penn State. He's not going to wow you with his athleticism. His speed, doesn't have a great, second burst. He's not a home run threat, but what Deshaun Hamilton is he is arguably the best route runner in this year's NFL draft. And he may not even go until the fifth round. The guy is a great locker room leader. Everything I've read and everything that I've read online tells you that this guy is a great locker room leader and a great teammate. He mentors the younger players, but he can position his body at the right way at the right time. He's excellent with his feet, probably better with his feet and smarter with his feet than any wide receiver in this class. Probably, in my opinion, a better route runner than anyone in this class, and might be the most natural pass catcher. And he's not being talked about, but I'm telling you, Deshaun Hamilton, he's not going to be a number one wide receiver in the NFL. But if you can get a guy that could be a legitimate number two or number three starting wide receiver in the NFL and get him in the fifth round or even fourth round, that is a big draft steal. And I believe that is what teams are going to get from wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton. All right, the guy I have down as the 14th biggest draft steal is someone who I don't believe has a very high ceiling, someone who may be an injury risk, but still someone who can come in the league and be productive from day one because he is a natural runner. And that is running back Kerryon Johnson from Auburn. The guy has great patience, tremendous vision. He has great vision at the second and third level. So many times when I see guys crowding around him, he still knows the right way to move and seems to make runs that should be shorter into longer runs. If there's potential for a 2-yard run, oftentimes he's making it into a 5 or 6-yard run. When I look at him in the passing game, I definitely think he's going to be a threat there. Some of the other things he's good at is lowering his shoulder. He's not going to be the best run blocker or pass blocker for you. He does stay square in his pass protection, but I think he's going to be limited there because of his size and his frame. I do have a concern about his overall strength. I mean, he only benched 225 for 11 reps, not really a lot of a running back. But I just love his natural running ability, his ability to be effective in the screen game, and the fact that I do think he's NFL ready. So I see Kerryon Johnson being someone, maybe not a high ceiling, but also someone I believe can make an impact pretty quickly, and someone who probably won't get drafted until the second or third round. All right, the 13th biggest draft steal I have is Jesse Bates, the safety from Wake Forest. This guy has tremendous athletic ability, but like some other players I'm talking about, he's raw. Probably won't go until the second, maybe third round. He's very willing as a hitter. Tries to do a lot as an open field tackler, but he's a bit inconsistent in terms of his tackling. But he's always playing with a high motor and always trying to be involved in the run game as much as possible. I believe that, the things that he has is that, even as a safety, he can play the zone, he can play man, he can line up over the slot, great pattern recognition, very instinctive. He seems to be very good at processing what the quarterback is doing, and just his ability to run routes and shadow guys, he's very good at that. When you look at him, he's a guy that plays with tremendous energy, has a lot of things you like about him. But again, he's very raw. And because of his rawness, you see him playing with a lot of, not always playing with a whole lot of discipline. But he looks like a guy that, he needs a little bit of coaching in a few years. He could be a quality starting NFL safety and potentially even a very good one. And that is my breakdown of Jesse Bates, the safety from Wake Forest. All right, sticking with the safeties, my 13th biggest draft steal is Ronnie Harrison, the safety out of Alabama. You would think by now that Alabama safeties would get a little bit more attention, but this guy hasn't really gotten that. When I look at Ronnie Harrison, I see someone that is probably ready to start right away. Looking at guys that are great tacklers in the box and good against the run game, Derwin James number one, Minkah Fitzpatrick number two, but I do put Ronnie Harrison number three. This guy's going to be a huge asset in the running game. And when you look at him in zone coverage, he's quick. He's quick to read the plays and flow to the ball, has great range. But he's going to be most helpful in terms of being someone that is dependable in the run game. Not going to have the versatility to do everything you want from a safety. But again, against zone coverage and against the run, this guy, I believe, can be excellent and excellent right away. So you use this guy the right way. He's someone that can be very effective for your team and is NFL ready. And that is why I think Ronnie Harrison, the safety out of Alabama, is, in my opinion, the 13th biggest potential draft steal. All right, the guy I have down as the 12th biggest draft steal. And I would rate this guy as a higher draft steal, but he's been climbing up the draft board so much. that, you know, it's he's not going to be as much of a draft steal because I think at this point he's going to go in the first round. And that is guard Will Hernandez from Texas El Paso. This guy put up 37 reps at the combine, but he has everything you are looking for in a guard. Broad waist, extremely thick lower body, and he possesses very natural movement for someone as big as he is. When you look at an offensive lineman, you're looking for someone that's flexible. They have very mobile hips and they're agile. They have good knee bend. They play with a wide base. They know how to use their feet well. They're aggressive. They're quick out of their stance. And Will Hernandez has all of that. He is now turned into a first-round pick, and he should be a first-round pick. He is one of the top three or four best offensive linemen in this draft. A great pull blocker. And just has everything you need. The other things that I like is the guy loves working out, and the guy loves the whole process of football and is truly a team first player. And from everything I've read, will be someone who will instantly make your offensive line room better with more energy. But, you know, importantly, this guy, I believe, has all the things that you're looking for. He has short arms, and he's not that tall, you know, for the position. But, you know, he's big, and look, he's 6'2". I get it. It's a little short for a guard. Only has 32-inch arms in terms of length. But I just believe this guy just plays with great leverage, everything I've talked about. He's pretty close, in my opinion, to a can't-miss prospect. I think you plug this guy in, and he can make your offensive line better right away. And that is Will Hernandez, the guard from Texas El Paso. All right, sticking with offensive linemen, the 11th biggest NFL draft steal of the 2018 NFL draft is someone who I think will probably go early to the middle of the second round, and that is Billy Price, the center out of Iowa State. Outside of Quentin Nelson, this is probably the biggest mauler and the most aggressive and violent offensive lineman I'm seeing in this draft. The guy is tremendously explosive, has ridiculous strength, and just plays with super aggression. Fast initial charge and first step, knows how to use his leverage. Always seems to be the low man. At times, you know, he will make mistakes. You know, in terms of his blocking and his tendencies, he kind of charges head first. Doesn't always seem to have, I guess, the best game plan at all times is a way of saying it. But you know, another thing is that, you know, in terms of setting his hands and locating his target, I don't see him being as good as that as a guy like James Daniels, which is why I have Daniels ranked higher. But I believe this guy, he just has freaky strength, explosiveness, wins the leverage battle. He's a good technician. He's a workhorse. And look, the guy played 4 years at Ohio State, and he was highly consistent all four of those years. From everything I've seen, the guy is going to be someone that is going to be, you know, a good starting center at the next level. He is my second best center of this year's NFL draft, with James Daniels being the first, but Billy Price is a guy that should be a very dependable starter for NFL teams. Maybe not in his first year, but I would say definitely by his second. All right, guys, so that wraps up my biggest draft steals going from 20 to 11. Stay tuned for the next episode, which I'm going to give you my 10 biggest draft steals that I'm projecting for the 2018 NFL draft. We'll see you next time. This is Steve the Scout, signing off, thanking you for watching the Pro Football Scouting Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.